respect the tempo. Guys, I'm glad you're here for the business stuff. However, if you're into the fitness, the programming, the science and methodology stuff, that, I mean, that's how I got into this industry. I'm a coach by trade. I've just ended up in this business category in the past decade or so. Listen, head on over to Respect the Tempo on Instagram or YouTube. I am documenting how I'm using my own created unique belief in fitness called tempo training to prepare me for the 2023 Chicago Marathon. I've created a strength endurance program that I'm experimenting with. I am literally the one of one experiment, and I'm documenting the whole thing. If you're into my style of content and you're also in the programming and fitness and a different look at strength endurance training, head on over to that Instagram and YouTube channel, Respect the Tempo. I would greatly appreciate any commentary and feedback you have as a fitness professional yourself. Whatever you're thinking, please share it with me. This is all an experiment, and I'm looking forward to your feedback and participation. Guys, let's get on with the podcast. What is up, guys? It is Stu, and it is another episode of the What the Fuck Gym Talk podcast. Memorial Day Murph is coming up. I got feelings about it. I did a video a while back when I was vlogging, and this might be like 2018 or something like that, 2019 maybe. And I talked about Memorial Day Murph and how I truly believe that, like, one of the reasons this is such a, it's the most viral CrossFit inspired workout, not because of the Mark Wahlberg movie, and unfortunately not because Lieutenant Michael Murphy. Like, the whole reason the workout exists is because this guy did it, but because of the badass badge that comes with it. I remember the first time seeing the workout Murph in, like, whatever, 2006, when I first did it. It's like, oh my God. I was so excited the night before doing the workout, because I had never done anything so fucking crazy, right? Something as crazy as running 2 miles and doing hundreds of body weight, you know, movements. Like, back then, that was fucking nuts. And it still is nuts for a lot of people, which is, it's fine. Like, I want people to look at that workout and be like, man, this looks like such a challenge, and I'm fucking, it gets them excited to do it. But then there's this double dip where people are doing Murph because they want the badass badge. I did it, I completed it, I PR'd, I didn't stop, like, whatever it is that's like, you know, you get done on Memorial Day weekend, and you do this workout, you're like, fuck yeah, I did that. But then they want also, like, double dip. It's also for the troops. It's also for Michael Murphy. And that's why I'm doing it. And that's why I do it with a vest. And I don't believe you. I think, honestly, 10% of you truly, truly give a fuck. I think if it was just called, like, the FUBAR workout or whatever it was not about Michael Murphy, had no attribution to him whatsoever, I still think the majority of people would bust a nut in excitement for getting their badass badge by doing this workout. I think that's the truth. I really don't think that many people are overly, like, emotionally invested in the workout because of Lieutenant Michael Murphy. And I'm not saying it's bad. I'm not. No offense. Like, I'm not. Like, I don't do Murph because I'm thinking of Lieutenant Michael Murphy. I like supporting the troops in other ways, and there's other organizations and certain things that I'll go to in Charlotte, North Carolina, my hometown, and things I'll donate to and all that I think are, I don't know, I like that better. But there are certain brands that I'll buy from that, you know, that do, you know, are veteran owned and stuff of that nature. But yeah, I don't do fucking Murph because it's, you know, because I'm paying tribute necessarily. Like, you know, if I'm in a CrossFit gym when I do it, and they're doing the spiel ahead of time, you know, you sit there, you pay attention, if there's a Pledge of Allegiance, all that stuff. But here's my issue with Murph, right? Beyond the fact of the reason people are doing it, and I ultimately don't really care. I just wanted to make that point because I don't think enough people admit it. I think Murph is a great example of, like, the most basic shit you can do, but unfortunately 99% of people doing it are just doing it fucking horribly wrong. It literally is the most basic, and, you know, most basic PT, you know, physical training. Run, pull up, push up, air squat, run. It's as simple as it gets, and there's beauty and difficulty in that simplicity. But then I watch all these CrossFitters fucking roll out in their flak jackets, their fucking 5'11 army fucking plated vests and go jog 1 mile. You motherfuckers know what Lieutenant Michael Murphy's fucking mile time was? I've seen multiple articles on this, and if you go back and find the archives of when Murph was originally posted by CrossFit.com, you'll see people talking about it. Like, his mile time was sub six. The dude was fast. And then you have all these crossers like, well, I want to honor him, and it's really hard if you run with a weighted vest, so I'm going to run with a weighted vest. I'm like, no, you're just giving yourself an excuse to run slow. I think running in CrossFit is such a joke. When people are like, oh, no, we run in CrossFit. No, you don't. You jog in between other exercises. It's generally of a 400 or 800 meter variety, and you're not pushing the pace. Like, you're not sprinting it. You're not running it. You are, you know, you are doing an elevated jog for the most part. It's your recovery in between the other efforts inside the gym that you're doing, or whether their exercises are in that workout. CrossFitters are slow as fuck. They are so slow. And I'm not talking about the professional ones. The professional ones are fast as fuck. But for 99.9% of the people that listen to this podcast that do some version of CrossFit or, you know, group strength and conditioning, you're slow as fuck. Trust me, I know this. I too was slow as fuck. This past year of me, like, deep diving into running, sprinting, endurance training, and you know, as I prepare for the Chicago Marathon, I truly realized how slow I was, how I had no concept of technique when it comes to running. And then whenever Murph comes up, I see all the gyms, they're doing a little bit more running, and they're like, quote unquote, Murph prep, which again is a whole nother thing. If you're really doing this for Michael Murphy, you just fucking show up and do it. You don't like prepare for it like it's a competition. You don't prepare for it like you're chasing your PRs and that's what's most important to you. I mean, again, if you want to, that's fine. But don't and also tell me, yup, I do it for Murph. I get emotional. No, you're not. You're fucking worried about PR and your shit. Okay? Anyway, back to the running. I watch you guys run. So I've done Murph at the gym I go to now for this will be my like second year. And I generally do it with like a couple of the coaches during like an open gym time, or I haven't been there on the weekends. I'm generally traveling on the weekend of Memorial Day when they do it. But I was talking with a couple guys about it, and they're like, what pleat vest, like what brand do you use? I'm like, I don't use one. I don't have one. I used to. Like way back in the day, I got rid of it, gave it to someone else. I forget. And they're like, oh, you don't run with one? Oh, that's easier. I'm like, no, it's not. Are you fucking high? Bullshit, it's not. Run the mile at a fast pace. And I'm not even going to, like, don't worry about running at my pace. Run it at a fast pace. Whatever a hard mile would be, a hard mile, where your heart rate is up into your fucking throat, and you come in and you're whatever it is, 6 minutes, 8 minutes, 10 minutes, 12, whatever your mile time takes you, and now you have to do all that other shit. That's hard. It's ridiculous. I watch all the CrossFitters do Murph with their vest on, and it's a fucking jog. Like, it's not a fast pace. And then they come in the door, and, you know, if they're doing the partition version, you know, maybe like 20 rounds of 5 pull-ups and 10 push-ups and 15 squats, it's, you know, again, you're never constantly taxing yourself so much that you can't go on to the next thing. That's a nice way to do it, that partition way, because you can just – all right, that's hard, oh, but I get to move on to the next thing. Oh, that's hard, now I get to move on to the next thing. And it just breaks it up nicely. Like, if you really want Murph to be hard, especially if you really want to, quote-unquote, you know, tip your fucking hat to Michael Murphy and do that whole thing, make it hard. Stop running with that fucking vest. You look like an ass. You look like when I see people doing it, I'm like, I feel like I'm out on Halloween, and there's like a Tom Clancy Rainbow Six themed bar crawl happening. Like, everyone just looks ridiculous. You guys are in the middle of the suburbs. People across the gym, middle of the suburbs or whatever, running around with fucking vests on this one day of the year. Like, it's not like you train in this thing 80% of the time. Like, it'd be one thing if someone's like, hey, I'm pretty good at bodyweight movements. My technique's good. I'm strong. So I'm going to train in a weighted vest because I'm an ectomorph. I'm a lighter person. I watch people that are fucking overweight running a weighted vest, and my brain fucking melts. I'm like, you silly fuck. You currently are over fat. Everybody has fat. Fat isn't bad, right? You just have more fat than you should. And that's already a pain in the ass on your knees, hips, and ankles when you run. And now you're throwing this fucking this vest on top of you to add to it because that's the cool thing to do in Murph. Get the fuck out of here. Blows me away. And then like watching the movements. Oh my God, you want me to like, and this is maybe why I can't, like, I stopped when I would normally travel on Memorial Day Murph weekends and, the beach or whatever the fuck. And, I would drop in, right? For years and years and years, I'd do this. I'd drop in. I literally got to the point where I just couldn't do it anymore. Like, and I'm not bashing other gyms and their inability to coach. That just is what it is, right? It just, but like watching the fucking, like everybody, these are the most simple movements we got, guys. They're pull-ups or a modified pull-up or a ring row or a push-up or a modified push-up, and a squat, whatever it may be. Fuck off watching this move, like watching people just do the shittiest versions of the basics. And maybe it's shitty because they're wearing the weighted vest and they shouldn't. They don't have that body weight strength yet. But it's also shitty watching people do the crappiest scaling options. Like doing push-ups off the knees versus putting your hands, like setting a barbell in the J cups, but like at a lower end of the J cups, like below your waist. And having people doing push-ups at an angle, right? Or having them doing push-ups on a plyo box where it puts them at an angle where their ankles are lower than their shoulders. And they're able to, then take a lot of the pressure or like percentage of their body weight off the movement. Instead of doing that, it's just this shitty fucking push-up. Your plate smacks the ground, your pelvis hits the ground, you have this arch back on the way up, you look like you're fucking the floor. It's just this, it drives me insane. It's like, I understand when complex movements don't look good. I cannot stand when basic movements inside of a gym that prides itself on having quote unquote world-class coaching, has shitty movements. It just drives me up a fucking wall. And honestly, like, when I do Murph now with tempo training, it looks completely different, right? Like I do, tempoed strict pull-ups and I'll do deficit, tempoed push-ups. And then I do generally lunges. I generally do in single leg unilateral work, weighted lunges, not body weight, but like weighted lunges with tempo for the leg shit. And that's it. And I like it. It's my version of it. I don't give a fuck if it's not the one everyone else is doing. I don't care if it's not the one Murph did. I give zero fucks. I'm just going to do this work. And now with tempo training, like me running a mile. So I'm not even running a mile. So it's like I do a 5K out and back, come in, and then we'll do 100 strict tempo pull-ups, 200 tempo push-ups, and then 300 lunges alternating between the two. So 150 each. With tempo and then back out for a run. And that's what I'm going to do. And it's because it's a good workout. It's fun. There's generally, when I do it now with the open gym with some of the coaches, a lot of people doing it, more people than what I'm used to. I'm generally working out a solo dolo by myself. But like for anyone that's doing Murph, like, or any gym owners out there, like, please, like, this is just an example of like corral the fucking culture. Right? Like everyone shows up on Murph and they're all fucking heated, like they're all ready to go. And it's, if you're there, if you're a gym that really wants it to be about patriotism and this man's story and all that, do some shit about it. Right? Do something more than just 3, 2, 1 go like a normal class. Right? And I've even seen the classes where it's not even a class anymore. Coaches like jump into the workout and do it with the members. There's no one coaching. Right? They all do it together. It's like, no, it's the people are still paying for a service here. You just have let them think in their brain that those shitty push-ups and that butterfly pull-up in which they're doing the butterfly movement, but the chin actually never goes over the bar. They look like a complete asshole. Like that's your standard, right? That's where you've kind of set the fucking bar. Like, but there you are, you're working out next to them. That's not what they paid for, homie. That's not what they paid for. And that's why, again, there's probably further financial metrics that we could go if we wanted to take this into a business conversation, we could find, and I could tie him to something simple as that. Your inability to realize that this isn't about your fucking workout and PR and your Murph, but it's just another day at your gym in which people pay to come to a class and you coach them. But not on Murph because I'm cooking them hot dogs that I got from Costco afterwards, so I want to get my workout in too. Shut the fuck up. Anyway, that's my annual Murph rant. It's pretty much the same one every single year. Yeah, I'd love to know. Shoot me a DM. Let me know what you think on this. Are you agree? You in disagreeance? I'd love to hear some counter arguments on this. All right, guys. Until I talk to you in the next podcast, have a great fucking